25. James chapter 1, verse 25. But whoso, boy, girl, Muslim, Gentile, whoso looketh into the perfect law that brings freedom and continue bearing, he not being a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. Hallelujah. This man will endure with blessing in his deed. Before you sit down, what you heard is the word. But what the word transmit is the work. What you heard is the word, but if you mingle with the word, it will translate to work. The profession you are practicing today, the teacher said the word. The teacher transmit the word. Now, with that word, you are working with it. True or false? Let's lift up our hands. Now you are deriving money. I can't remember, with my current pay, by the grace of God, I sure will be handing down my professor in college. Very, very, very. But I give it up. Okay, thank God for their lives. If nothing, my primary school teacher. But what they taught me, translate to me the blessing by which I'm enriched with my family. My prayer is that as the word go out today, not only shall we hear it, but we translate to work by which we can derive benefit. Let that be our true story, Daddy. In Jesus' name we pray. Are you here, Lighthouse? Give God a hand clap and please have your seat in his presence. I welcome you to God's house. What you heard is the word. But what the word transmits is the work to do, so that you can receive blessing that is inherent in it. I bring you a word from the Lord today. Break up your fallow ground. Break up your fallow ground. Hosea chapter 10, verse 12. Hosea chapter 10, verse 12. It says, sow to yourselves in righteousness. Last week, I shared with you the power of the ground, the power of the earth, the power of the land. It brings forth of itself. On Wednesday, I shared with you the responsibility of the land. God confers the land with power, and it must bring result. Praise the Lord. Sometime ago, I shared with you the seven layers of interaction with the Word of God. There are seven layers of interacting with the Word of God. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 2, he talked about the things which we have heard, the things which we have seen, the things which we have laid hands upon. That's seven layers, or seven dimensions of handling the Word of God. Faith cometh by hearing. Lighthouse. You know, in God's kingdom, the caution is let him that have hear. I shared that with you was it on Wednesday? We said the eyes of these people, the ears are blocked. They not hear. Matthew chapter 13, let's go there. Let me show you, because it's good to gain understanding. Good understanding procures favor. If I ask you to repeat what you understand, it won't worry you. But if you get it by luck, you say, I won't do it again. Because, you know, luck does run out. Matthew chapter 13 from verse 16, my sister. Matthew chapter 13. He said, blessed are your eyes, for they see. and your ears, for they hear. Let's go, my sister. For verily I say unto you, many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see. You know, when people call me to come and dedicate their house or dedicate their car, I thank God. I say, Father, thank you for my eyes that see these things. Amen. You know, it's a shame. It's devil that good grieves. Bible says he said the wicked shall see it in Psalm 112. The last verse there. He said, the wicked shall see it and be grieved. You know, if the prosperity of people grieves you, come to church. Come and stay here. Don't go home because you need ICU. You know, it's a level of disaster that is inherent in a system that makes people, they check people into, our son had accident. My people, one day, if you see the bill they gave us, my people, over $6,000 one day in ICU. But they know the necessity to be so overwatched. You know, we don't know when to check in for ICU. A lady came to me. This lady said, anytime her husband travels, she wishes her husband doesn't come back. Except that she can't kill it. You know, can I tell you something? Can you manage? You see, like you open your door. That's how you need to control what you permit to enter you. My people, we check that in, man. Dear and I, in the basement of our house, you can't continue like this. And thank God she was free. You know, if anything bad is going through your system, you know, don't sit with it. Anyway, that's not where we are going today. Did you see? The wicked. But these people, Bible says, blessed are your eyes that see it. Blessed are your ears that hear it. For some, let's go back there, my sister. Matthew chapter 13, verse 17. He said, verily I say to you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear and have not heard them. Roll up to verse 13, my sister. Roll up to verse 13. He said, the eyes of these people are dull. Did you see that? He said, therefore I speak to them in parables, because they seeing, they do what? Say, not hear. That won't happen to you. And hearing, they hear not. Neither do they understand. You know why? So that they won't be recovered. Look at the next verse, verse 14. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which said, by hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and shall not perceive. Go on. For these people's heart is waxed gross, their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed. Do you imagine that to be real? Of course, our physical eyes are opened, right? Your eyes will not be closed in Jesus' name. Here. Lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted. And the outcome of it is what? Healing. My prayer is that we will all be healed. But you know, you must open ourselves to letting the light of the world have effect. Praise the Lord. Break up your fallow ground. So the ground has a responsibility in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 6 and 7. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 8. So can I tell you something? I share with you that there are seven dimensions of interacting with the word of God. The base is history level, historical level. That's why a Muslim can teach Bible knowledge. You didn't catch it? Yeah. You don't need to be a Christian to teach. It's a subject they teach in school. All right? It's history content. The second level, Jesus Christ said, you search the scriptures for they speak about me. You understand who Jesus is. From Revelation, can you understand? If you look at the scripture very well, they speak of Jesus. Praise the Lord. The third level, you know about God. In Acts chapter 17. Let's go to Acts chapter 17. Please start from verse 14 there about. He said, God, whom ye serve ignorantly. When he got to Ephesus, he said, I perceive your devotion. that you are very superstitious. Help me look for it, my sister. Is Acts chapter 7. He said, this God whom ye serve ignorantly, the same I bring unto you. I want us to see that scripture so that I don't want you to speculate. The third, how many level now? Third level. The fourth level. Jesus went into the temple and the scriptures were delivered to him. And he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And he said, this day is this prophecy fulfilled in your ears. The third level is seeing yourself in the scripture. You see here, he said, for as I passed by, I beheld your devotions. I found an altar with the inscription to the unknown God. In that place, they have altar for every God. They don't want to offend anybody. So they now put an altar in one place. He said, okay, in case any God, if you are there and we have to identify you, this is your altar. And Paul said, this God, and you know, because you can't speak against any God there, they will damn him. So he now said, this God whom you say you don't know is the one I'm presenting to you. So you know God through the Bible. As a matter of fact, what are you doing serving God without knowing him? You will misrepresent. You will say what he's not saying. You will do what he doesn't want. The fourth one is seeing yourself. I share with you how I saw myself in the scripture. I see myself often. Daniel chapter 2, verse 21. It changed times and seasons. He told me in Nigeria, 1998, go and get passport for everybody. You'll be leaving the country. He said, don't do anything in this country anymore because you'll be living here. And I went to my pastor, Pastor Jibola. I said, this is what God said. I called my wife. He said, it changed times and season. My God, I'm in a different time zone and season zone. I didn't know snow before. Only the nearest I come is to Samatan. But he said it, my people. It was me. He spoke to me and my family. And my wife and I, we began to downsize everything in Nigeria. Because we moved with fear. You will see yourself in the scripture. Odimelo. Four. The fourth one is Israel, the nation of God. When you see everything, oh, my people. If you go and read Isaiah chapter 54, you see what is happening in that war is in that scripture. He said, you will beat them, you will beat the mountain, they will become chaff. You see the context of Israel as a nation representing the people of God marked to come to Zion. So you can know the embodiment of Zion. Praise the Lord. My people, Israel can't go anywhere. Have you heard about New Jerusalem? Do you know New York has a whole York? How many people know that in UK? You know that's a New York. You know Jersey has a Jersey. This Jersey is a New Jersey. Okay. Now, that's how New Jerusalem is coming. Oh, you don't know. So you don't know there is Jersey apart from New Jersey. They took this New Jersey from the old Jersey. You know New Hampshire? Hey, there's an Hampshire before. New England. Well, of course, you know England, right? Now they came here, they said New England. Now, like that, if you want to know what is the future of the church and the context of the church, you see Israel there. Last one, you see the end of the age in the scriptures. You shouldn't be unsure where you are going, except you are not ready. You are not preparing. You know, can you imagine traveling and you didn't pack? You know, if you travel and you get over where you are going, right, and you are looking for toothbrush, that's lack of planning. Or you are looking for underwear. It shows that you didn't plan. Yeah. Hallelujah. If I'm traveling, I know how many days I'm going to use, right? Now, where you are going eternally, and you think it will fall on you like that, No. You have to be ready. You carry your passport. We went to the airport. He was traveling. She forgot her passport. We couldn't beg them. Yeah. We already. It's God that heaven just came down and transported us that day. This last time she went to Jamaica. She got to the airport, papa. She thought she was doing locals. She forgot she's doing international. I've even driven off. I was to catch another flight at another terminal. I was going to long-term parking to drop the car and then go. Then she said, Sonia, I have to go bring my passport. I said, what? Thank God we live 20 minutes away from the airport. Lighthouse, that's how you can be found without being ready. The scriptures tells us concerning the end of the age. You know the Baba end of it. Life after death. Life after death. The scriptures, nobody is fabricating stories anywhere. Everything that God wants to tell us is in the scriptures. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. God, who has sundry times and in diverse manners spoken through the prophet, as in these last days, spoken to us through his son, Jesus Christ, who is the express image of his likeness. Are you here? Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. Yeah, as in this last day. So, to say you don't know, oh, my people, if you look at the perfect law of liberty, you will see yourself. And you don't read your Bible. Oh, what will tell you about yourself? You won't know how to conduct yourself. You won't know how to appropriate what is about yours. Praise God. Anyway, my time is up. Break up your fallow ground quickly. What does fallow ground mean? Listen to this, Lighthouse. Fallow ground means uncultivated ground. A land that is not cultivated. It means a land that has potential benefit. Potential benefit. It means unplowed. It means undeveloped. It means inactive. It means tillable. Tillable. That is, you can till it. But I want to zero in on, it also means unproductive. I want to zero in on potentially useful. My dear family, you have a land that is uncultivated. Can I tell you something? Or you have there is something about your composition that has a potential benefit, potentially useful. And God is saying, break it up. You left it uncultivated. You left it untilled. You remember the man that lived among tombs in Mark chapter 5, the madman of Gadara? Do you know that man has an uncultivated or benefit that is not brought bare? Mark chapter 5, verse 18. And when Jesus was come into the ship, he that has been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Is that bad or good? That sounds good, right? But it has a potential benefit that is uncultivated. And when Jesus saw it, Jesus said, Bible says, how be it? Jesus suffered him not. Can I tell you something? Don't exchange security for opportunity. You didn't catch it. Don't exchange security. Security gives us a sense of everything is okay. But guess what? It's only okay for now. Opportunity brings you into a future that is inestimable. It's human sense to seek security, but it's God's sense to seek opportunity. I used to work with the government. Sorry, no bias, no preference. And they promised me they will pay my Medicare if I work there for 25 years. And I was only 3 years at the time. Then a friend of mine saw me and said, you want to, because of 25 years, Stay here. I bless God for you. Joan Blue, I thank God for that, my friend. He told me, he said, Sire, what's wrong with you? You want to, because of 25 years, lock yourself down here. I was 37 at the time. He said, don't do that. Cultivate your ground. My people, thank God. You know, I wasn't going to leave, but God made Miami. You know, they closed the department. I thank God, God did. Let's give God the clap. Potentially benefit. Seek opportunity in God. So God said, so look at this man. How be it? Jesus is not allowing him. He said, but say unto him, go home to thy friends and tell them how great things God has done for you who had had compassion on you. Let's stand up on our feet. I have to close. Look at. And do you know, he went to 10 cities raising people for Christ. I bring a word from the Lord today. You have a future that is untilled. Did you see that? Thank God Jesus told him the truth. Thank God Jesus was not looking for people to flock after him. Some people can bind you down saying, tie your future to a present that will soon be extinguished. Because Jesus was going to be there only 3 years. But look at the testimony of this man. Decapolis is from Metropolis. Deca means 10. Polis means township. Bible says he published in 10 cities. Lighthouse, there are territories that you have not charted. Please, I beg you. You remember the story of those 4 lepers? They said, this is a day of great joy. If we sit here, something bad can happen to us. How many people remember that story? He said, my people, if you stay on one spot, something, okay. All I'll tell you is that you will go to your 10 cities. Let's lift up our hand. I'll continue next week. Let's receive grace from the Lord to venture. If Christ would tell you what you were not expecting, will you do it? Because that's not what the man was expecting. He wanted to be following Jesus around because of what Jesus did for him. But Jesus said, no, you won't benefit yourself like that. You won't benefit yourself like that. Go and tell people what God has done for you. And the man became a mega evangelist. We haven't even done one CTO. I beg get me. We are still in Edison, right? We will do more than 10. I bring you a word. In this year of Samaria, don't be afraid to do what God tells you to do. Father Lord, we thank you. We give you glory. Uncharted territories. You don't know what is beneath the ground that God tells you to plow. You will discover there is gold there. There is oil there. There is gas there. Future that is inestimable. Let that be our embrace, Daddy. In Jesus' name we pray. Please stretch your hands towards me. Thank you, Papa. Thank you for your children. Let their blessing not be small, God. In Jesus' name I pray. God bless you.